we now have nearly 90% of the vote counted, and it's clear that Viktor Yanukovych, the opposition leader, has a commanding 10.5% lead over Yulia Tymoshenko, Ukraine's prime minister. Now, this is quite interesting because it's at variance with the opinion polls last night, which suggested that the gap was narrower. What we know for sure is that Tymoshenko and Yanukovych are going to face off in the second round on February the 7th. But I think the reality is the momentum is very much with Yanukovych. Not, I have to say, because he's an outstanding candidate. I saw him last night, and he's a sort of terribly wooden, Soviet figure who speaks very slowly and seems rather ponderous, although that political style plays well in much of the country here. But just because the other side, the Orange camp, which were responsible for the Orange Revolution in 2004, that they just have been so kind of divided over the past 5 years really haven't done any economic reforms. But at the moment, my money is on Yanukovych.
What would a Yanukovych victory mean?
Well, it's a very interesting question. Yanukovych in 2004, we have to remember this is the man who fraudulently tried to rig the election in 2004, triggering the Orange Revolution, and then eventually he lost in the third round runoff ordered by the Supreme Court to Viktor Yushchenko. I mean, then he was dubbed as a sort of barrel-chested Kremlin stooge. And there's no doubt that the Russians backed his campaign and were embarrassed when he lost. This time, I think, even though the candidate is not exactly sort of scintillating, he's wiser and more pragmatic. And while I think he would reset relations with Russia, it's clear that also he would be in favour of Ukraine's integration with the European Union, particularly in economic matters. And those who kind of praise him say he's a sort of competent manager. But we have to just remember that we're not there yet. People I've been talking to in Kiev this morning have been saying that if the gap between Yanukovych and Tymoshenko is small, that Tymoshenko will inevitably go to court. She'll accuse her opponents of fraud, and it could become very acrimonious, also with the possibility of thousands of demonstrators being bussed into the centre of Kiev for a kind of dust-up 3 weeks from now. So we'll have to wait and see what happens, but at the moment I think this rather sort of neo-Soviet Yanukovych is poised to become Ukraine's next president.